Blog Talk Radio.
Ace Visions Productions. Visions Productions.
Waiting on me with a big smile on her face, yeah.
I ain't got nothing Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me,
they hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me,
they hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40, I got the bitch dirty.
Fuck.
Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
The devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard that we're plotting on me.
Always true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas they still on me on the pack. Say they gon' check me. My closest friends I knew since we was kids. Say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slangin' nine. And bitch, they know that so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper. Finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers.
They not.
Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a dog.
With it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight.
Hey.
My partner looked me in my face before I took that case.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state. Other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way?
Yeah.
I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheets. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word either. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love?
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri All right. How's it going? Yeah, thank y'all for joining me for another Big Eddie World Trade Talk Show. Yes, sir. A Clock Talk production. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be one of them nights tonight. I'm hoping that I'm sitting here trying to watch the draft. I ain't catching shit I want to catch. I slept through most of it. Almost missed waking up in time to start the show. I got it going at the last minute. And I wish I was able to watch, kind of keep eye on Facebook and do the show, but that ain't going to happen because I'm using computers to watch the NBA draft. And then I'm taking my phone and running the show tonight. So I ain't got no way to look at the Facebook to see what's going down that Bobby Coles race. I've seen a few little clips do out today. I think I saw one shakedown. It was all lined up, though. I seen Chi-Town Powerhouse Tate. He was in the lane heading for to do a shakedown. I hope he has success with it. So I'm hoping that if anybody on this line, if y'all watching, got somebody down there that's filming, y'all know what's happening and see something happening, that y'all hit the one button and come on and give us the information. And so, the people that do come on here today, they ain't got their Facebook or Facebook, kind of share information while we talking about whatever we end up talking about today. A lot of time when we have shows like this, it used to be we had people that would go down there and intentionally get in the stand and call and report. But that no longer happened. We got to search now and hope that somebody report or somebody see something and report. It ain't like it used to be, but it's all right. But other than that, I don't know. It should have been some races by now, I would think. All the grud races, they had locked in at their joint. I was thinking it would be some races, but I don't believe it is. Well, hey, maybe somebody get together. Right now, people stuck on their Facebook. A lot of them ain't came in like they normally come in. So it might be a shout night, but as long as I got somebody on here that's talking to me or pop in and report, I'm going to keep the door open and see what happens. Okay, we got a hand up. What's going on?
What up, Big Eddie?
Super co-host.
How you doing?
Super co-host. Ain't nothing happening, man. How you doing it?
Oh, pretty good. Yep.
You heard anything yet? Anything happened down there? I know yesterday it was a wash, but I see they was out early taking pictures this morning. We outside, and next thing you know, they was at the track taking pictures. I seen Tate do a live showing off his equipment and all kinds of stuff like that and fun. He walking up, I saw one shakedown Vine film, but other than that, I ain't really been able to keep up today. Friday, busy day
for
me.
Yeah, I really ain't seen that either. I heard Gang, I think that's from Monte Carlo, it lost. It had a grudge race.
Okay.
And Tate's race is coming up around about 9 o'clock, him and Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
What about that guy that was doing all that damn talking, that Josh guy?
Josh Lowe.
Heard nothing
about
Josh
Lowe.
Yeah.
I think they put an APB out on him.
Man, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't think he made it to the track with me. He probably done made it there by now.
They say you only live like about, what, 2 hours away?
Yeah, 2 hours away.
Get that. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, he bullshitting
yep.
there. Well, he ain't got to get there early because, shit, that's like a home track to him. He'd probably be down that motherfucker on
right.
the regular. Yeah.
And I don't think they got no curfew down there either. So,
oh,
shit,
okay.
It all depends. They might race goddamn at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on how hot it is down there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we get people to come in with us and
Chase race supposed
make
to kick
sure
off
they...
around about 9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it would be a lot of other races before that, especially if they had a day taken away from them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Man, please.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people don't really care about traveling too much because, shit, you go down there, you travel and spend your money and spend a lot of money getting there and back, and you don't get a race. Hell, you can do that at home.
Yeah.
Shit, at least if you do that at home, you ain't got far to go back home.
You ain't got far to go. You can move
no
back
sir.
Home.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. But
yeah,
I guess that's the way the ball bounces sometimes. But I'm hoping to turn out and it end up being spectacular. You know, like we was expecting. Oh, yeah. You know, find them all down there, you know, they're going to try to lock in with somebody as long as they're on the ground.
He got grandson and Game Over down there.
Lil Mo? Yeah.
I don't know if Lil Mo down there or not.
Okay, I seen Ryan. He in the house.
Yeah, Ryan down there.
Yeah, he got his car there.
Yeah, he was watching on there earlier this morning.
Somebody.
Yeah, maybe he can get him. Maybe he can get him some action. He was waxing on there earlier this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That ought to make him go fast.
Yeah, cut that wind. Good
wax
job.
Yeah, man. Well, he's been kind of growling at us a little bit. And we damn sure gonna give him what he acting for.
I heard that.
That's up.
Yeah. Well,
I sure like to
next weekend is
get it on.
Next weekend is a big weekend up this way if the weather is permitting.
That's right.
We got Terrio and Preacher Boy. Was at the Grove Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday at the Grove?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was Saturday.
It's Sunday because the other guy is supposed to be at 41 on Saturday, and Terry and Preacher Boy chose Sunday.
Okay, so in other words, Three Lug and Jeremiah racing Saturday at the Grove.
Yeah.
No, I think they got that
practice. No, Jeremiah Wright, they were racing at 41 Saturday.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm. And then Terrio and Preacher Boy. And it's going to be more than
Sunday.
Three Lug and, it's going to be more than, I just can't remember who they all said, but it was more than just Three Lug and Jeremiah. For Saturday, I thought it was about three or four cars that's supposed to be up there to race.
I don't know. It might. But I thought Terrio and Preacher Boy was Saturday at the Grove.
No, sir. Unless they change it. There is no lock-in on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the original lock-in was Sunday, unless they change it, man. You know.
Yep.
So far, just one race will happen up there. But it was more than one at 41. I just can't remember who all it was.
Yeah, maybe something
else
will
break
out.
I just got off that machine, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brain fog, a lot of brain fog.
Yeah, yeah. I
yes, sir. I see the Bears got them a DB to go along with that lineman, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got a bunch of more picks. They should have, what, about 9 more?
No, I think they got about 3 more.
No, sir, unless they traded them. Unless they traded them, the Bears had 11 picks, man.
11 picks?
11 picks. Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Man.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait till I start getting a little more regular. I done got a lot better than I was, but I wanna get better than this.
I heard that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I done came a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
Still got a long ways to go.
Yep.
As long as he keep me here, every day can be a better day for me.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, well, these folks is doing their thing today. Ain't nobody here to report. I can't keep my eyes on Facebook and keep this board in order.
I heard that.
Yeah, man, I won't be the open mic. People been to raise their hands. They'll be sitting there waiting.
mm-hmm.
So we're going to see how it go tonight, kid.
Yep. I'm like dog now, boy.
He say, I got 100 motherfucking lines full. Ain't nobody hitting the one button.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people just like to come on and listen, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. As one for you and Chuck out of town today. Man, Chuck be a blessing to me sometime, man. You know. I taught him how to work that board, and, man, he'll come in and just start working it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't even know when he's going to come on and do that. So that would definitely be a help. See, a lot of people probably think Chuck don't like me too much because of the way he talks. Man, me and Chuck, he's motherfucking icing on the cake. Cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
We just love talking about each other. We like calling out each other's flaws and shit, you know. Yeah, I mean,
he
called me all kinds of fat motherfuckers and fat asses, and I call them all kinds of little ugly-ass, duck-looking motherfuckers and shit. That's love.
Right.
Yeah, man. He tried to talk about my car slow and knowing his car slower than the average car and all that shit, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna go down there trying to stick his chest out. I think he got a race tonight too.
Yeah, I think Chuck got a race tonight or something.
Yeah. I know he had about 3 or 4 lock-ins.
Yeah.
At least 3.
Yep.
And
I
think some of them was the night, and then he might have one or two tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah, he's going down there, stick his chest out, get his ass whooped. I'm going to pray for him because I want him to win. Because if he gets his ass whooped too much, then he ain't going to want to face me.
Going to back up in the shell like a turtle, huh?
Yeah, and I can't allow that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I had to, I'd pay that motherfucker the race.
Mm-hmm.
That slow shit he got, man. Thinking he tough.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, where y'all at? Y'all don't want to talk to me and kid. We going to have this TV going and talking about what we see.
I see a little white lady that old white lady that accused Emmett Till back in the day, goddamn, she finally kicked the bucket, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That sick bitch already gone where she need to go, straight to hell. Man.
Let the bitch rest in hell. Baby. Fuck her.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. I mean.
Because I'm pretty sure you might have saw my post, I mean.
No, I didn't see it. Like I say, I ain't been on Facebook that much today.
Yeah.
The Lions going to make them a pick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got them a quarterback.
Who, the Lions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From Tennessee. A brother, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the way they talking like he a good quarterback. His name is, what's that, Hendon Hooker? Hendon Hooker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess he injured because he's like the quarterback they got be good enough to keep him going until he get healthy. So I guess a lot of people went by him because he couldn't come right in and start playing because he injured.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's what kept him out of the first round. They say he a bad boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Larry tonight.
Man, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. You know he don't talk too much on my show, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He probably somewhere lurking.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Maybe after a while, some of the boys from the morning should come on, and you know if they on, they gonna have the videos going. They be taking their time coming on sometime.
Yeah, I'm surprised Shelly ain't popped on yet.
Yeah, I know when I was putting the show together, it looked like I seen, I don't know if he down there or not, Hootie was live, I don't know if he was down there. I seen that come across my stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
He at home, shit. He got all the family shit over his house. They're having a draft party.
Who's that? Getting a new outlook on life and a new appreciation for the game as well. In that point, I promised the game after my faith in my family that I wouldn't put anything.
I guess he had a knee injury. I think the way it looked, like that's what they're rehabbing his knee. ACL injury, yeah. Yeah, kid, I'm just hang on with me a little bit longer, man. If these boys don't start rolling in here, we gonna shut this shit down.
Yeah, you can pull the plug, shit.
Yeah, we're gonna hang in a little bit longer though because of the situation. 6632 was going down.
Huh? I don't know much, man. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling today?
We feeling all right,
man.
Hey, what up,
man? Oh, not much, kid.
Hey, man, you never did get back with me, man.
I could have sworn I texted you, man.
You text me? Didn't come
back? I don't know, man. She called me back. But she didn't, no. When I got home, I talked to her, and I was going to text you right here to tell me. I didn't, man. I'm sorry.
That's right. Your phone's sounding kind of scratchy, man. I don't know what it is.
Hold on.
It almost sounds like he even walked away from the headset or something.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's the
earpiece. Oh, okay.
She said, wait until give her to Monday. She'll know if, she got the book out now. And I'm going to make sure I send y'all that link to her book.
Oh, yeah, definitely do that.
That writing, and she'll know if Monday be good.
Yeah. Where she at, man? She don't want to come on and tell everybody about her book so they can start looking for it?
Yeah, she said she was gonna come on, but I'm in Detroit right now. I'm headed to Detroit.
Oh,
right now.
Okay. Well, you tell them about a book. Tell them who it is and what about the book and what it might be about.
I really don't let her do it. She was planning on doing it not next week, because next week is her birthday. So it's gonna be the following week, Friday. She's gonna be on. So come on,
all right.
No, it's so much stuff. We just been busy, man. You know, I talked to Kid this week, man, and so Kid, you know, it's a very busy week, you know, and I wasn't too sure about the weather, so I went ahead and made the decision not to go, but it was in the air, you know, it was in the air.
Yeah.
We had to decide on what we was gonna do, but that weather, it was looking bad at first, and then I guess it opened up, but I had already committed to something else then after that, so. The way it's looking, I sure thought about, like, man, I should have just went. But at the same time, I already gave my word. If I gave my word to somebody, man, that's everything, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to talk to your wife. When she got a little time, I want to sit down and talk to her because, you know, I might write a book myself.
Man, it ain't as easy as I thought it was going to be. You know,
oh no.
So, and then we had to really push because he was debating, you know, do it now, do it later, you know. But I'm glad we did push it though.
Yeah, well, I want to write me a book on how I whoop Chuck ass. You know what I'm saying? You see, I can't start that book yet because he been running so and ducking that I ain't had a chance to whoop his ass. So I can put all that in there, you know. And what it took for me to even get them to race and all that shit. And then I want to be able to describe to them in detail on how he looked, how he felt, what he did before the race, and what he did during the race. When I looked over in his face, seeing him in his car with his helmet down and shit, and all the way to the point of what happened after the race. You know, I want to be able to give him details about it.
That's a lot of details, man. That's a whole lot of details. I promise you, that's a lot of details.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting, though.
I'm going to have a camera in his car recording everything he do. You know, as he go around the track, he go through his little breakdowns and shit, crying. And first, I think I could do it. I think I could do it. Then when he let go of the brake and I start pulling away, you're going to see his head drop, say, oh, shit, it looks like I'm going to do it. You know, I want to write a book about that, his ass. Yeah.
Hey, that's a hell of a book, ain't it, kid? That's a hell of a book there, boy.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, I sure buy it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to support. Got to support.
See, I know he man. Out there at the track today. You know, between me and you, I know he out there at the track today. And he ain't listening
so you
to this shit.
You can get away with it right now.
So. Fuck him. Fucking him up. I can fuck him up. You know, him and Leroy double-teamed me last week on the show and shit. So I can get some get back on his ass tonight.
Man. Yo, yeah, yeah. They clowned you last week, man.
Yeah, they clowned me, man. I couldn't do no overtaking, man.
I feel you. I feel
yeah.
you.
Yeah, man.
I think that was best. Just take it. That was a no-win situation.
Yeah, I just had to sit back and take it, man. And make it so bad now. And Leroy, me and him on the same team. And he grew up with the enemy to fuck me up.
Uh-oh.
That was some that was some fucked up shit. But, you know, if you look at the back of his head, it's flat. Like somebody slapped him in the back of the head too hard.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Which one is his head flat? Leroy.
Yeah, back of his head flat. Like somebody hit him in the back of the head with a frying pan, Dave. Then he got them puppy looking ears.
God. What do you say? You got some little bitty ears,
yeah.
man?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking online right now. He ain't on here either, so I'm a quick one. I'm safe, but I had to.
By him too then.
Yeah, see, I'm the type of person I like to fight, but I ain't want nobody to swing back, so that's what I say. So I can get away with that shit right now.
That's a hell of a fight, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
That's what you say. You like to fight, but you don't want nobody to swing back.
Yeah. Well,
oh, man, I got to use that one. I definitely got to use
yeah,
that
man.
One. Man, definitely got to use that one.
Yeah, well, that, man, that was the best fight. That was the best fight when the motherfucker just stand up there and take it, man. Show out then.
You for sure win it then. We said you can show out then. Oh, I got this.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this.
Oh, yeah.
Get over excited.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
I've learned my lesson of celebrating early. So, boy, yeah, I've learned my. We was in, not to change the subject on you, we was up in Stanton, Michigan. And up there for a bracket race. My very first bracket race out of town. Then we made it to the finals. Kai had to run. He was the track champion. You know, so I'm like, I'm on the high horse, man. So we got him covered. You know, we back then, you know, we look better than him, so I know we can beat him. It's my bracket racing days, though. I celebrated before I left there because I knew I got him covered. Shoot, I took my foot up off that brake before that red light came on and I was out in front. I ain't paid no attention until I looked up right before I come across the strap and see my red light on.
Boy,
it felt like somebody
God
just took
damn.
All the teeth out of my mouth. Celebrating.
Took all the wind out your body.
Yeah, man. Still got a check, but it wasn't the same.
Right, right.
Like, man. So I learned my lesson on celebrating through it. The word of advice, don't celebrate through it because you say best fight was when they didn't swing back. I got to use that.
Yeah, man.
I got that. I ain't never heard that before, Eddie. Hey, you telling your age today. That's where I ain't never heard that before. I definitely don't use that one. Man, I so hate I couldn't make it down there, though, man. Man, I want to go.
Yeah, man. You know, I was always a humble guy coming up, man. I was always a large brother, you know.
Same.
But I was always a humble guy, you know.
Yeah.
It really had to push me to make me react, you know. But when you made me react, you had a problem. Yeah. When you made me react, you had a problem.
Understand.
But I never believed in disrespecting a bullying nobody, man. And if you let me walk away, I will walk away. Yes, man,
I just said that it worked. I promise you, I just said that it worked. Man, just let me walk away.
It let me walk away because, see, when I started getting older, I seen the seriousness and how fast some little bullshit can turn into some real serious shit. So once I seen that,
yeah,
you know, I understood it. And see, that's the problem with these people today. They don't understand that, and they don't have no value on life, not even their own. The first thing they say, motherfucker, do what you got to do, and all that, you know, and they go from 0 to 10, and don't care nothing about it. They ain't got no in-between.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Nope. They know
in-between. And that's one of the biggest problems today with what's going on. And the world is just so different now than what it was.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, man.
Man, it was really, really crazy, man, how things just changed all of a sudden. It's like it just changed overnight, man. It's like,
yes, sir.
Man, these young folks, they just don't care about nothing. Nobody. They don't even care about themselves, man.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
You got a few of them, you know, Ludow, his little brother, Martin. Really cool dude, man. Really cool young dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude try to help anybody. You know,
yeah,
and
man.
The guys that hang around, they all about the same. You know, it's a few good ones out here, but, man, when you hear something went down, you're like, yep, that's some little young dude. I can't even say dudes. Ooh, you got some of these little young girls out here doing the same thing.
Oh, man, they rough, man. They
the
rough.
Girls, I think
a lot
the
of
girls
them,
are worse than the boys.
A lot of time they the one get the bullshit going.
Yep. Man,
yeah, they be right there. They get that shit going real fast.
Man, did y'all see that on, I'm trying to see, it wasn't CNN. It was one of them news on cable. This was Monday. No, day Friday, so that was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
This guy met this lady at the bar. They met at the bar. They called an Uber to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Going into her house, in the middle of them having sex, 4 men come in and beat the man up and send him out of there and push him out of there, man, with no clothes on. Tell me not a house or a hotel room. You know, they didn't went and got a hotel, but she said she'll get the room. Man, come to find out, all of them was in on it together. The person that worked at the hotel, you know, they gave them the room, the lady, and the 4 guys.
Wow.
They caught them today. Yeah, this was on Wednesday. They caught them today. All of them going to jail. Man, every last one of them. I said, man, that's crazy, man. That is really, really crazy, man.
Man, that's sick.
But
the sick, that the
you
sick
can't even
hide them. What was them? Were them white boys or Mexicans or something that was out there throwing them boulders?
They didn't.
They showed a picture of them.
They
looked white. Yeah, they showed.
Oh, they showed.
It was all 18. It was all 18 years old. And threw the bricks out the window on the highway and killed that young lady.
Well, yeah, that was out in Colorado.
Yeah, in Colorado. Yeah.
You see, what they got to do is they just got to change the laws of the younger generation.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that's the problem. You know, y'all got them slap them on their ass and send them on home to their parents and shit. No, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jail. Give them some serious time.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they was...
Send them to the penitentiary while they change their life.
Right.
Yeah, they was 1 year old, too old for the parents to come get them.
That's what they get there. They were too old for them to come get them. All right, good. But y'all getting y'all ready to do adult time now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they grown.
I mean, what I don't understand is you got all these 13, 14, 15-year-olds out here doing all this crime and shit. Where are the parents?
I'm with you there, kid.
And I'm not gonna let nobody. I'm not gonna let nobody sit around and tell me, well, there's only one parent in the house. My daddy wasn't at home 24 hours a day. He went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. But it was laws laid down that this better be did and that better be did and so on and so on. You know, if not, you're gonna get your ass pulled out when I get home.
That's it.
You heard that, what you just said? When I get home.
That's it.
Yeah.
When you say one parent, anybody come home. It's just one.
Yeah. See, all that one parent shit, I don't know.
Because I didn't see kids that was raised by just their mamas. And, man, they some of the best kids in the world.
Right.
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
So you know, I can't swallow that. There's only one parent in the house. Please.
No, because
you lay them goddamn laws down. If you lay them laws down, it'll be different. But they ain't laying. They're not laying the laws down. The average, y'all excuse my language and shit. But the average motherfucking parent out here nowadays, they wants to be friends with their kids. That don't work.
Yeah.
That don't work no kind of motherfucking way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I spent a lot.
Man.
Shit. I'm telling you, Leroy, get on their ass, man. They just got outrageous with this bullshit.
It's been something to change, man. It's something to change because he could be two parents. They can have two parents and be the best kids in the world. And they still grow up not to be shit. And you thinking that they out there doing like you taught them, and you got that trust in them, and you come to find out that these motherfuckers out there doing everything in the world wrong. But they keep it out of your sight.
Eddie,
so when you don't know,
you can't trust no teenagers. You can't trust them. You got to dig into their ass and find out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
They let the motherfucker go back and forth to school every day. Oh, I'm not gonna buy that. I want to know where you stopped at on your way home and this, that, and the other.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's me on. Yeah. That's me and the wife on ours.
That's what's lacking.
Me and the wife on ours, but theirs don't. We pick ours up and take them to school. What's going on, man?
That's what I did. That's what we did too.
Hey, what'd you say? He ain't no lazy ass parent. He ain't no lazy ass parent.
No, sir.
I heard that.
We take ours to school and pick them up. If I got to leave work early to go get them, that's what I do.
Yes, sir. Right. Well, can't be no lazy ass parent. Tenfold to that.
That's for sure.
What you got? I see it, man. I be seeing little bitty kids, 4 year olds, walking to school by themselves.
But they say for them demon seeds, for them devils, you know, they say you gotta the ones that you can't save. They say you line them up on the wall and put them in front of the fire squad and get them on up out of here. And for the ones that's willing to listen, to save them. But the ones.
Yeah.
They got their mind made up. You try to tell them something, they want to try to fuck you up.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So they get hold of your ass.
Man.
Yeah, that's the ones you can't do nothing for.
That man. I watched. I was YouTube or Facebook. One that was on Facebook where that boy, the girl was fighting her mama. Man, ain't no way. Man, little as my mom is right now, my pops, he'd be 83 Wednesday. Ain't no way in the hell I'd still raise my hand up to him.
Yeah.
Man, we were just speaking on you, man, and you suddenly appear.
Oh, shit.
That's
man, I wonder what you said, boss.
What I said, I didn't say. Bro, you know I ain't gonna never say nothing wrong about you, homeboy. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Come on, man. I'm just a driver, man.
I would never do you like you and Chuck did me last week, and then team up with the enemy, man. I wouldn't do that, man. But you know, I don't hold nothing against you, man. I still love you, bro.
Yeah, because you know when I get in that car, you know what I'm gonna do to Chuck for you. So
damn right, you know, goddamn right. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I said.
Because ain't no compromises. So you saying I'm fraternizing with the you know with the other side.
With the enemy.
You know Chuck family, but he still gotta go.
Yeah. You gotta go. No doubt.
100 feet. Turn left onto Wilson Avenue Southwest.
Just something that
can... Turn left onto Wilson Avenue
Southwest. Yeah, it's gonna be all
right.
Ken,
what up, man?
Man. Drag Nation. Drag Nation in the house.
Man, you the man.
I'm just working for Eddie, man, trying to get him to send me some Uber Eats or something, man, so I can have me a good meal tonight.
Hey, what you want, man? I order for you, man. What you need, rat poison or what?
Oh, my God.
I mean, cat food, dog food. I mean, no, what you want, man?
Oh, man. Sir, how you been, man?
I've been all right, man. Been all right, man. They've been whooping me at work, man. They've been whooping me, but
man,
I'm all right.
I feel your pain, man. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a rough week around here. Shit, you see they got me stuttering like Terrio.
Oh, man. Yeah, I called Terrio earlier today. He ain't called me back yet. Yeah.
Man, Terrio, last week, I was up here, man, falling asleep and shit, and Terrio had, I guess, hit the one button, and then he texted me. I ain't see that man text to the next day, man. I said, goddamn. Because I know he would have came on and clown like a motherfucker, boy. I missed that opportunity.
Somebody
I texted him, let him know, man.
I wish some motherfucker not open. I wish some motherfucker would not open my mic.
For real? Well, I'm opening anybody's mic when I see the hand up, man. You know that. I don't care who it is.
I wasn't talking about you. That was my inner voice. I don't even know how you could have. Did you hear what I said?
I don't want to fight.
I never heard that before, my inner voice was speaking out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing about me, the only time I ain't open the mic up, goddamn it, if I don't see the hand up. If I see that hand up, I'm going to hit that
right.
Button. A lot of people snatch their hand down real fast and make me miss. Then I open up the wrong mic, then I'd be like, damn. I had to close that mic back up.
I thought you was trying to say some people don't even open your mic up.
Oh, yeah. I had that happen on a show. I can't say two. I just have to say a show. But I stopped putting my hand up because I felt like a kid waving at the back window while I go away.
How many days apart from your show and his show?
Man, somebody just did it to me, Sean. Somebody just pulled that bullshit. Yeah, they just put their hand up, and then when I go to hit the button, they pulled it back down. I ended up opening up the wrong mic. I had to close it back up.
Oh, man. I heard that.
It should be on the bottom.
Uncle Larry
on here?
Man, hell no. I don't know. He might be on there somewhere.
Why you say hell no? You just a nigga with an attitude today, huh?
You had a rough day at dialysis or some shit?
I got a rough day every day, man. Well, I try not to take it out on nobody else, man.
Now, you can see the damn sign. About Alabama, could you inform us a little information? Hit the one button and come on and tell us what you know. That'll make the show good right there.
It's a live on right now.
Well, you know, I can't watch the live because I have to work the board. I can't see the board if I go to Facebook.
Yes, you do know,
man, because I just told you.
Oh, that sounds, you know what? That sounds like that law fighting the Hiss group set up, right? They say when they say he came up with some old trick ass law to where if they tell you what they got you for. And you, after they tell you, you say, I don't know what you're talking about. They say that's enough for them to convict you for that crime. Whatever they accuse you of,
we get three times. We make a U-turn up here.
Yeah, so you sound like you're trying to come up with some tricks.
Oh, no, not me. I don't want to trick you, man.
Sound like you got all types of conversations going on your phone.
Hey, Sean, mute your mic, man. I swear you don't understand.
Sean,
your mic open. Sean, your mic open. I think he can put the phone, the headset down or something. Hey, Sean, your mic open.
All right, I'm back, man. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we've been hearing that.
You ain't never went nowhere, sir. We heard y'all.
I know, man. I had set the phone down.
Oh, we heard. Oh, baby, yes.
Oh,
I wish.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot, boy. I wish.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Eddie, you have been a little abusive lately.
Well, I don't mean to be, man. You know, I don't mean to be. You know. And you know, I'm a humble brother, man. I believe in being humble.
Right on, humble brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time is grandson running, you know?
I don't know none of that.
Okay.
You know, yesterday probably knocked a couple of things off. And I guess
I
those that really want to race going to re-lock in the day.
Damn near everybody in the house. I know Tate's still running tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, Key was saying, shit, so it's 9 o'clock now.
Did Cal City lose their race? Was that a race?
Key said last thing he heard, Josh wasn't even in the house. I don't know if he's there now.
It sound like he was.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Is you watching the live right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I thought I heard somebody say Josh was in the house. Hey, kid.
What up, Leroy?
Hey, did they say Josh was in the house?
Yeah, he probably made it by now. I haven't heard anything. A couple hours ago, I don't think he was there.
It sounded like they said he had made it.
Yeah, he probably made it there by now. He ain't but 2 hours away from what I heard.
Right. They say, are you watching the live?
Yeah, I'm catching some of them.
Oh, okay. I know they're running the shootout right now.
Oh, okay. It's after 9 o'clock, so Tatum should have been in the lanes by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Mustang Walker's page.
Yep.
Mustang Walker
and the King of Grudge or some kind of shit. They do pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yep, when the next race?
Oh, shit. The next biggest race is up there in Michigan. That's Pesos race on the 12th and 13th of May.
Okay.
Up there in Miley, Michigan.
Hey, Marshall, give me that. Yeah, for a bunch of damn here.
I was gonna call up, find out if Bo wanted to go up there, but then I thought about it. That's too close to the prison up there. He might get a little motherfucking nervous or whatever.
Uh-oh. I heard that. What part of Michigan, Miss Key, you said?
Milan, Michigan.
That's up there with the woman with the water hose or some shit?
Yeah, yep, that's the track, yep. She ain't there no more.
No. Hey, kid, ain't you? I'm there.
Huh?
I ain't too far from there. I'm in Detroit.
You in Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, you in the morning about 30 miles from Milan, 40 miles at the most.
Yep. Getting out the car right
you done
there.
Passed, you done passed
oh,
Milan.
Yeah, I passed. That's right.
That was,
yeah, I passed.
That was route 23.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Hey, what y'all waiting on, man? All right, fellas, I'm going to have to hit y'all back, man. We're at our destination.
Oh, okay.
All right,
definitely, man. Holla at y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro.
All right.
Man.
Oh, my bad.
Yep. Ain't nothing happening, Eddie. No, you might as well go and pull the plug on this one. Shit. Nobody
yeah,
wanna
might
come
as
in.
Well, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah,
nobody coming in. Might as well go ahead and pull the plug on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Just don't cut your motherfucking wrist, man.
I hate to do it. I'm going to give him 15 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
9:30, I'm pulling the plug.
Yep.
Kid. Hey, Kid, what's the date of that Michigan show?
Say what, Leroy?
What's the date of that Michigan show?
What's the badass Michigan show?
So what's the date?
Oh, hold on one sec. May 12th and 13th.
12th and 13th, okay.
Yep. Milan, Michigan.
I see easy money there. I'm just making a pass.
Yeah, that's what Chuck's going to lock in the race. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, they still talking about racing, huh?
Yep. That's a little green, a little green and silver dog.
Daytona.
Daytona.
Yeah. From Indianola.
I think so.
Yeah, they're from Indianola.
Okay.
It's Sunflower County. Yeah. I know that they've been trying to run Chuck forever.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Hold on, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
Yeah, right. Everybody here tonight, y'all.
Oh, I know.
Come
I'm
going to
kick
here.
Your ass, you little pissy. Oh, I'll beat your ass.
Oh, man, don't threaten them on live show, man.
Clocks off, the new power generation.
What up,
hey,
what up, Big Mark?
What up, Mark?
What's happening?
You the man.
Ho just pissed on the floor. Ho.
What's happening with you gentlemen, man? What's going on? I'm a little late to the party, but goddamn it, let's get it started.
Oh, man, shit, we've been trying to hope somebody come on and tell us about the action that's going down there in Bama. But so far,
ain't,
I guess it ain't no action happening yet.
Nobody last game? No last game going on?
He was saying he's looking at Mustang Walker. You know, a little few things here and there during the day.
What about our reporter brother Leon? Is he down there?
No.
Well, last I heard,
no,
Leon was down there. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, what is that, the rain or something down there? Is that what's going on?
Yeah,
no, ain't
yesterday.
No more rain.
Ain't no more rain.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, man.
Bust your damn beard.
Hey. Be cool, man. You're on national show, bro.
Thank you.
sure. Yeah, man. Well, I'm like here now. I ain't gonna wait no motherfucking 15 more minutes. I'm gonna get on up out of here.
I can
be watching videos too, shit.
Well, I would ask you some questions, man. What'd you say, Mark?
Okay, well, I didn't get a chance to hear about the Bears. What happened with L.A. and Memphis? I don't know what's going on in the sports world.
Hey, the Bears just drafted Booker Bear Jones.
Okay. Booker Bear Jones, huh?
Yep.
Hey, Keith, what happened with the Lakers in Memphis? What'd they do?
The who, Mark?
They said LeBron flopped and got ejected.
Oh, man. You know, he grew up with that now.
He said they ain't putting up with no more of that bullshit.
Yep, he's good for that.
We
need
to make something happen like that.
Make some shit go down. You hear the
Chuck go down now?
Yeah, he down.
Yeah.
Chuck Ryan. Chuck Ryan, Cal City Cal, Tate. Grandson. Game over.
Look like Chuck about to make a pass. I don't know if it's a race or a shakedown. Chuck is he did his burnout, he's bagging up. Shot down most wanted.
Big Ed is a nightmare.
Yes, sir. Now, the way it's rapping, it's rapping like goddamn we need some more cues or something in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. How you work, big old Ma?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. It's over with, man.
Chuck went to hell. Chuck went to hell. See some motherfucking sparks come down, goddamn. See some sparks. Goddamn sparks, he had the
pedal. Was that just a shakedown or was he racing?
It was a shakedown.
Okay. Somebody need to get
sparks,
on
that. Kid, I see some sparks.
Man. Somebody need to get on the mic and tell him why he got that helmet on his head. You can't do that when you fuck him up on now. What up? Now, he started out doing that shit last year, and he got that shit straight. Now, he going back in there? Man.
Shit. Chuck knew how to keep that motherfucker up there. Damn, he crying like a motherfucker, man. Baltimore Ravens just picked somebody. Some nigga the Baltimore Ravens just picked. He crying like somebody done kicked him off in the ass. Yeah, that nigga crying. He damn sure crying. That nigga happy. that guy Will or whatever, he didn't look too happy yesterday. That quarterback?
Yeah.
That poor fella, he didn't look too happy, man. I wonder if they gone and grab him.
I don't know, but they finally grabbed the one that they say would have won the first round that was injured. Somebody finally grabbed him. Yeah. Who grabbed him? Detroit. Detroit grabbed him. Said they got time to let him heal. They said that would have been another first-round black quarterback.
Mark, you still on here? Oh,
making the track for
the race.
I'm assuming. They got to be getting ready to do something, shit. They down, so getting it ready.
Oh, we got a hand up, huh?
Yeah, I fell off.
Oh, okay.
Leroy, what you want? Yo, yo, what up? I was hollering for you.
Yeah, I had accidentally knocked myself out the box.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you who else the Bears just picked up.
Oh, okay.
Who did they pick up?
Walter Payton's sister.
Man. She should ought to be able to do some shaking out there. She is.
Well, if she run like her brother, then goddamn, that was a damn good bitch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she should be able to shake out there, goddamn
it. Man, these people think they in NASCAR on this goddamn expressway.
Well, oh, man.
Man, they was just telling me about one of the people got contact for his Durango, right? Say them punks,
yeah.
The Dan Ryan. They do driving on the expressway. They box them in with the cars and force them to the side. And then pour them toys out on him and took his shit. So they getting your ass while you driving.
Yeah, that's some rough shit there.
They did their goddamn maneuver, forced him over to the side, and then took his shit.
Man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. One of my neighbors said they stole her Jeep. And they seen him. There were three guys out there with a computer and guns. Called the police, but see, by the time they called the police, they had got the car open and got in there with gone.
Yeah.
It's time to hit refresh, to be buttoned up, to feel your best. By using your men's shampoo and hair color to eliminate gray in 5 minutes.
Them guys are them all just what was it, 5 or 6?
Get your ass out of
there.
Come here.
Man.
It all that was masked and had guns. They need to sue the shit out of kids. That's how all this shit kicked off.
Yeah, man.
Kia.
Oh.
They're trying to
well,
get
that,
a class action.
It's Kia and somebody else. It's not just Kia. It's one other brand.
Yeah.
He got some models. I don't know if it's Hyundai or somebody like that.
Yeah, it's Hyundai.
Like I said, all they got to do is change the laws. Hijacking, automatic, 10 years. No questions asked.
Armed hijacking, 5 years for having the gun, and 10 years for stealing it, plus armed robbery and armed violence. They need to add all that to it.
What you say about the I was asleep, Mark. What you say about the gun now?
I said... Jim was saying they need to give him 10 years. I agree with him. But they need to give him, like, say, at least 5 years for having the guns, even if they didn't shoot him, for having them. They should charge him with armed violence, carjacking, kidnapping, all that. By the time they get through, they should have at least a 20-piece package.
Yep.
Man, 20-piece chicken.
Oh, yeah, 20-piece nugget.
And I figured
that'll munch on that for 20 years.
They need to give you 5 for your first offense. So give you something to think about. Give you 5 for your first offense or that 20-piece for your second offense. Shouldn't even be out. You shouldn't be out in time for third. We shouldn't even be driving cars by the time they get to get through with that second
one. I wouldn't be that lenient. I give them 10 years for your first offense. Motherfucker, you know what you were doing wrong, guys, when you went out there.
And all that shit that, my son was just in the car. He didn't participate. Yeah, he did. He was in the car.
His ass should have been at home doing his homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew what they were going to do because they talked about it.
Yeah.
Next time, choose your friends better.
Yep.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can't happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gates open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go high at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway. Steel Station Road in Steel, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass, shootout, $5,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 250-inch, the diaper game, $3,000 pot, 8-car minimum, 3-inch, the big one, the 5-inch and below shootout, $10,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 1,000-inch, and a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole, 901-299-9504.
Yeah, boy. Going down right now in Steele, Alabama. Y'all got tomorrow to get there if y'all want to go.
614 miles from my front door.
Hey. I thought we'd have been had somebody to fry by now. You know, I done put all fresh new grease in the pot and everything. Got this motherfucker over here hot. Ain't got nothing to put in there. No fish to fry.
Shut your ass up.
Yeah, Leroy, you're breaking up, man. What'd you say? Yeah, something happened to that phone. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? They put a cap to that boy. Well, y'all, we're going to close the hatching on this shit, Ma. Kid, we're going to shut down the hatchet, man.
All right, Big Ed. I'll holler at you.
All right, man. I'll see y'all later.